Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. It's Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz, coming to you all live each and every night, 6:30 p.m. Well, hopefully everybody had a blessed filled day, and if you didn't, God is still God, and you got to keep it pushing at the end of the day, despite what's going on. Well, as for me, I've just been dealing with some characters. When I say characters, I mean some characters. Lord have mercy, but we ain't even going to go that route. We going to keep it always positive. Like I tell y'all, I'm here to bring you informative information, and at the same time, just keep it real. I mean, that's all I can do is just keep it real and speak my mind. Like I tell you, I have a case going on when it comes to fighting for my daughter's rights, just so well as my rights, and as well as making sure Gretchen C. Gilchrist is removed from the commissioner's position at Kent County Family Courthouse, as well as Governor Jack Martell being held responsible for his role that he played as overseeing the state facility that facilitated my 14-year-old daughter, who was beaten, raped, you know, officers were shot, and you know, women were shot, and he was all wife in the care of. Like I say, it's just the world we live in, boy, oh boy, it's just so much going on. My heart definitely goes out to those that lost their life in a plane crash, unfortunately, today, and then the ones with the wildfires that's burning. I mean, I don't know what it feels like to lose a home to a fire, but at the same time, anytime you have a loss, it's definitely sorrow, unfortunately. So I just want to, you know, send my condolences. My condolences go out to their families, and there are my thoughts and my prayers. Now, let me see. Let me tell y'all something. What kind of person sets aside their beliefs just for advancement? And if a female pretty much sleeps with a man just to go to the next level in their career, it's not, you're not going to get nowhere when you do that, because the simple fact is, first of all, you're going to have no respect whatsoever. And then they're going to run around the whole office on this person and this person. So how do you feel about, it's pretty much what Nikki Haley and Mitt Romney and the rest of them who kiss and boo when it comes to Donald Trump. I mean, they set aside their beliefs and what they stand for just for advancement in a position in his cabinet. Are you serious? I mean, he has to understand this. I mean, they feel the way they feel because they went on national TV in front of the world and everybody else and let it be known how they felt about him and his character. It's not, nothing didn't change. They still feel the same way. They just want to be in a position to do what they want to do. But at the same time, how is that going to work? That's nothing but conflict inside of that whole Trump campaign. That's why so much controversy behind it. I mean, we got our own controversies going on down here in Delaware, and I mean some controversy, especially with these corrupt politicians that we have, starting from the head to the bottom, starting from Waterford and all down. I mean, you have Governor Jack Markell, you have Senator Jeffrey Bullock, you have his assistant Kathy Bradford, you have Attorney General Matt Dinn, because all these people I'm naming, they do nothing whatsoever. They don't contact you back when you write them. They don't respond whatsoever. And they know exactly what's going on because they're being CC'd in all the emails. So they have eyes, they have fingers, and they definitely know because they look, they click on the email, and they look. So you can't tell me they don't know. They're just choosing not to say anything. And that's wrong. That's when you're a part of the problem. That's when it's time for you to get out the position you're in, because you're not for the people. You're for yourself and your own political party or your own people. It's ridiculous. And I'm so sick and tired of it. I am fed up of the injustice and the unfairness. It's time for it to stop. But at the same time, it's not going to be a change until somebody stands up and does something. And like I keep saying, if God lays it on my heart for me to do that, then that's what it's going to be. Otherwise than that, I'm not taking on no extra burdens, but I look, either way, I'm going to fight for what's right. Whatever is laid on my heart, that's what I'm going to do. But, you know, I know everybody goes through different things in life. That's one thing I do know. But at the same time, I mean, you got to stand up for what's right. You've done mistreated, and you had a character of injustice. Do something about it. Don't just sit there and roll over and lady and take you. What good is that going to do? They're going to do the same thing for the next person, the next person, the next person, because you didn't do nothing about it. You got to stand up and do what you got. You got to stand up for your rights. You can't just lay down and die. No, 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 no. Don't settle for just anything. Don't settle for what they tell you. Oh, well, this is what it is. If you do this, this. Do your research. Do your homework. Double check. Get a second opinion. You have the right to get a second opinion. If they feel as though they're upset because you got a second opinion, so what? Because they know you're going checking up behind them, and that's what you need to do. Because a lot of attorneys and just a lot of people in certain positions, they could be doctors too. They don't like that. But who cares? When it comes to your life is important. So you do what you got to do, period. And that's another thing. Women and men, everyone. You cannot connect. You got to watch. You got to be careful who you connect yourself to. Because you can connect yourself to the wrong person. And once you connect yourself to the wrong person, it could be a trickle down effect, either good or either bad. So you definitely got to be careful who you connect yourself to. I mean, at the same time, I had advice from someone who told me, take your heart out of the situation. Once I started to look at it as taking my heart out of the situation, that's knowledge and wisdom that I passed, that I'm passing along to others, because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to pass on the knowledge and wisdom to others, not keep it for yourself, because if you keep it for yourself, then that means you're not doing God's will, point blank. Because he wants us to share the information. He wants us to share about, you know, and tell the people about him. So it's just the same thing as, you know, any information that you do know. Because you can't just be the only one with it. I mean, what sense does that make? That's selfishness. That's a person with a selfish heart who does not want to show someone else what to do. I mean, they might be like, oh, well, I ain't showing them. They can go learn on their own. That's fine. Everybody feels how they feel. Me, I don't feel like that. Not at all. Hey, you learn something from me, you learn something from me. That makes me happy. I'm cool. Go take the knowledge and do whatever you do. But at the end of the day, my main thing, y'all, don't settle for less. Just like they say, just like I've heard, you cannot get nothing from nothing. If you lay down with nothing, you're going to get nothing. So be careful who you lay down with. Because if you lay down with somebody and they got nothing, you're not gonna have nothing. But a whole bunch of heartache and pain, unfortunately. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. So you definitely have to watch what you're doing. Like I said, I'm just going to continue to fight. I called over to King County Family Courthouse today for Melissa Ziegler, which is the Director of Operations. And when I tell you I had a conversation, Lord, I had a conversation. And the conversation was with Janae. Now, Janae is a King County, well, no, she's not King County. She is a telephone operator. That's what I'm going to call her. She's the one that connects you, switchboard, something like that. But she was, one thing I say, we have a lot of blockers. And that's one thing, you have to start chopping the blockers down and let them know exactly what you're calling for, what you're doing, what you want.
because they will try to stop you at the tracks. Like, oh well, she what is she? Because she, when I called for Miss Melissa Ziegler, she asked me. Well, what is my call pertaining to when I call Miss Ziegler? I said, well, what is it your business? I mean, I have to be honest with y'all. I asked her, what does it concern her? She said, well, everybody knows what's going on when it comes through. I said, oh, in that case, I let her know everything since everybody knows, and those calls are recorded. And I also let her know that if nobody in that family court does it, it's pure corruption, does anything about what's going on, it's pure corruption, and everybody, I'm going to push for everybody to be brought up on charges because they know exactly what's going on when it comes to conflict of interest with Gretchen C. Gilchrist and Doreen L. Harris I, which is a bailiff. Gretchen C. Gilchrist is a new commissioner at Kent County Family Courthouse in Dover, Delaware, and Doreen L. Harris I is a bailiff at Kent County Family Courthouse for the last 30 years, 30-plus years probably. Now, Doreen L. Harris is related to my 14-year-old daughter who was beaten and raped and seen an officer get shot as well as seen a girl get shot in the head. So it's just crazy how things just went. This woman, by the time I was finished with that conversation, she put me on to Melissa Ziegler's secretary's voicemail because, I mean, first of all, she wasn't even trying to transfer me. That's number one. I had to actually air out what was going on and let her know, you want to know? Okay, fine. This is what's going on since you know him and you know what's going on. I'm trying to tell her, how can they have someone, how can they have Mr. Harris up in the courthouse when you have him with the pornography and stuff like that? I mean, you don't even know what kind of lifestyle he's leading. If he's having pornography and up in the, if he's had pornography in his household, and, I mean, my daughter was exposed to it. My 14-year-old daughter was exposed to it, his granddaughter, because he was negligent and having it and had free access on the television with it. Myself was exposed when I was 16 years old because of Mr. Harris and his household. Not my household, but Mr. Harris' household. So you can imagine how many other children were exposed as minors when we used to go over there when we were younger. Now, he has two boys and one boy is biological, so three boys and one girl. And they all used to hang in the basement with their friends and go down there. So you mean to tell me that they didn't flick that channel just to watch what they want to watch on porn channels? Sorry. Mm-mm. So that's what I'm saying. And they're not trying to do anything. But they're going to have to do something because I'm not going to rest. One thing I'm not going to do is rest because that was wrong. Because everything that's transpired with me with the whole with her addiction and stuff, she didn't have to have an addiction if it wasn't for these people and their carelessness and their being neglect, being and their negligence. It's sad because this is his own granddaughter, but at the same time, this is the reality, people. You just never know what goes on behind closed doors until somebody speaks up. And you might be like, oh, why you didn't say anything before? For the simple fact is of fear. And that's a real thing. People put fear in your heart, in your mind. That's your heart, in your mind. You know what I'm saying? Like they want to take my daughter away. And that's what they've been trying to do for years, which was snatch my daughter right from me. Didn't want me to raise her. The grandmother, Janet Harris, she wanted to raise my daughter herself. I mean, the woman called me every day, hounded me, came to get her, wanted to come get her almost every day. And I was living in another town, still in the same city but different town. I mean, do y'all know what harassment is? I was harassed for 14 years. I wasn't able to breathe with my child. So, it was, it was just a mess. But I mean, the porn was located in the basement, on the basement television. So that means she had to be down there unsupervised by herself in order to even get a hold of that to watch it. Who knows if it was up in another room? But to my knowledge, that I know, which is that it was in the basement. And she always was in the basement. Anytime I go pick her up, oh, where's Mimi? Oh, she's in the basement. Oh, she's in the basement. So this is 14 years of this foolishness, people. But that's neither here. I mean, like I tell you, it's more to that case, though. Just tune in, and I'll just continue to chop it down piece by piece because I just can't give you all in one box. Not going to fit. It won't fit. Now, Donald Trump and his crazy behind, this fool here, talking about burning down, first of all, he got so much different rhetoric that's going on, so much different crap that's going on that's coming out of his, not even coming out of his mouth, because he's not even saying nothing, coming off his Twitter feed. That's where he getting messed up, because he is putting this stuff out on, I mean, through the news, through the social media site, so it's getting embedded. So it's not going to go away. He can sit there and try to erase it all he wants to, but they still have it. And, I mean, Donald Trump is just crazy as ever. How you going? He's going to, the Constitution protects freedom of speech, your freedom of speech, your right, freedom of, you know what I mean, the right to freedom of speech. So they're talking about burning flags. Now, me personally, I have no take on that, because if they burn the flag, they burn the flag. It is what it is. I mean, I know people might be like, oh, well, you anti, no. And, I mean, it's a, I know the flag represents, you know what I mean, different things. It represents a lot, excuse me. But at the same time, for someone to spend 1 year in jail over burning the flag, that's a little harsh. For them to lose their citizenship, that's a little harsh. Try something else so that if you feel that strongly. Moving on. It's just crazy. Donald Trump, have y'all heard from Pence? I haven't heard nothing out of Pence. It's not been a single peep out of Pence. Only today I see him on TV. They asked him, what's been going on? How's things going? He's like, a lot of meetings. Kevin Moose got on an elevator. I'm telling y'all, that man going to wreak havoc as soon as Donald Trump behind go to jail. As soon as he go to jail or whatever else going to happen to him, it's going down, 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 down. It's definitely going down. But unfortunately, all we can do is just try to stay encouraged through the whole situation, because, I mean, it takes a lot of strength to endure exactly what's going on the television. Like I told you, I've seen a lot of posts with people crying, doing live videos, crying, talking about they got to get sent back home and different things. All I could do was just like, Lord, please touch their heart. Because it's sad to hear that, but at the same time, that's how people truly, truly feel. They have fear because of what he's been saying the whole campaign. And they're just trying to dismiss what he said the whole campaign. No, why are you dismissing it? It is real. Even now, he's not even saying nothing about it. That's because he's trying to keep it on the hush-hush. So when he gets in there, he might do what he said he's going to do. Tear everything up. Build his infrastructure. That's going to cost $70 billion, whatever it is. Then what? Then America is going to be broke as a joke. Broken as a joke. That man, and he money hungry. He ain't not worried about giving up no businesses. He's trying to make sure his kids run a business so he can still do what he want to do and access what he wants to access and make sure they don't run his company in the ground doing their own thing. It's a mess. This is what we have to deal with. And then Michigan, with the recount, it went to Donald Trump. So they're still doing Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. So definitely waiting to see what the results are on those two. So we will see. Well, I know I see a lot of comments online. So, well, okay, so I have comments about the King County with Mr. Harris. So you ask, okay, your question is, who is his what? Okay, Melissa Ziegler is the director of operations that works at King County Family Courthouse. She is the same one who wrote wrote to the judges in Newcastle County for a recusal of a judicial recusal, meaning to move the court case from one court to another court. And she is the main one. Now, on the paper, she's the main one who I've been speaking with about Mr. Harris and the conflict. Now, this woman, it's been 2 weeks since I've last spoke to her. Now, granted, I heard she had some issues in her family, and I have a lot of empathy for people and what they go through. But when it comes to getting down to business and you are back from work, when you're back to work on Monday and you haven't contacted me, we have a problem because time is of the essence in the situation. And she knows it, and she's trying to allow it to run out. But that's all right. That's exactly what I said. Anyone who's involved in this situation, I'm going to make sure that they're held accountable to the fullest extent of the law, because that's what needs to do, because they fail to uphold the rule of law and protect the children and the family within the family courthouse. So who's going to protect family courthouse? Got to have a change, people. Even with this Delaware at-will law, I've been researching that all day long, talking to different people when it comes to that. So got to do what I got to do because that affected me in the worst way ever, in the worst way ever. Because at the end of the day, you're playing with people's livelihoods. So how can they write a law like that in several different states, not just Delaware? It's not right. It's only for the employer. That shouldn't be so. I don't agree with that whatsoever. I totally disagree with that. That sounds like some enslavery type. No, nah. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That one really disgusts me. So I'm just going to slide on by from that one because I can go on and on and on and on about that one. Especially with the employers that terminated me from my employment after my dedication and my hard work. That's why I said a lot of people take people for granted. But at the same time, you have to always remember you reap what you sow. So you have to be careful what you put into the atmosphere, what you do. You do not want it to come back on you because it will, whether it's good or whether it's bad. So you treat a person like dirt, then you're going to get treated like dirt, straight up. So what they did was wrong, totally wrong. So, hey, they know it, so it is what it is. So like I said, I'm not going to sit too long on it. And as I told you before, I am under the weather, so that's why I have been cutting my the show is a little shorter, just a tad bit shorter, not too much, just a tad bit. I just want to keep y'all encouraged so y'all can know just do what you have to do, stand up for your rights, keep hope alive. Don't ever, ever, ever feel as though you have to settle for anything someone is throwing your way. Always know you have the right to get a second opinion. You have the right to investigate. You have the right to do a lot of things. You just need to have the will to do it. Because some people just be like, man, all right, whatever, okay, I'm just going to go ahead with it. Okay, don't do that. You might be sorry later. If you don't find out the different areas, different aspects, you got point A, B, C, D, E, all different, you just never know. You just never know. And please remember, be careful who you connect yourself with. Just because they come with a pretty smile and say, oh, hey, baby, or say, oh, I love you. No. Be careful who you connect yourself to, because it's very important, because it can change the rest of your life, either for good or for bad. So I just want y'all to be encouraged And just know that you're in my prayers because I pray for everyone. So just know that. It's only a couple minutes left in the show. Like I told you, I'm under the weather, so I'm not going to be before you too long as my time is running out because I'm only going to stay on here for a short period of time. But I just want to keep, like I said, just wanted to keep y'all encouraged, that's all. So keep your eyes glued to CNN because CNN is like a soap opera right now. CNN, all of those channels, because all they got on there is everything that's going on with Donald Trump and his election, which, you know, they're supposed to. But what happened to the woman who he assaulted? Why is that not being covered? Is that not important? That's way more important than him tweeting some old stupid stuff. The man retarded. I don't like calling names, but I got that guy called a spade a spade. You might be like, oh, but he ain't too retarded. He a billionaire. Y'all don't know how that man got his money. That man that did so many different tricks with the IRS and God knows what else until they start digging, because they definitely digging now. Because he got to be the president, so they got to figure out what to do with the money that he does have. So they're digging and trying to find out what's what. So keep your eyes blue. Y'all going to be shocked. They're like, oh, my goodness, this man ain't nothing but a crook. And all the ones who voted for him, they're going to be the ones. Because I see the newspapers and the Delaware State newspaper, you have different articles and opinion pieces and stuff like that talking about all these Democrats are sore losers and they need to suck it up and this and third. They're going to be sucking it up later because they're going to be mad. They are going to be mad, people. But it is what it is. It is what it is. At the end of the day, whatever happens, happens. That's the slogan. That's what I'm sticking to. And that's like Donald Trump. That's all he was doing during his whole campaign, throwing everybody's slogans. And they just wrapped on every little single stupid word. He talking about he was going to repeal Obamacare. Didn't do it. He ain't talking about repealing Obamacare. He's talking about some working with it. I mean, so many other things. It's just, how can people not see he's a liar? How can y'all put somebody in the presidency that's a liar, a known liar? That's what y'all want, a liar? Just like they be picking in his signs. He's not my president. When I first seen that, I was like, oh, my goodness. But at the same time, I feel where they're coming from. I mean, of course, he's going to be my president. Let me run that back right quick. He might be my president because Pence is going to be the one that's going to have to step in and take charge. The man don't even go to classified briefings. He don't know what's going on in the world. And this is who y'all want as a president. That's stupid. That's foolishness. Boy, but it is what it is. Well, I'm not going to continue running your ear off about no Donald Trump. Like I said, we have more different topics that we can talk about. And I will definitely be on here same time each and every night, 6:30 p.m. The number to call in is 323-642-1559. If you want to call in, speak, voice your opinion. With that said, y'all have a blessed evening, and y'all make sure you have I will talk to you the same time, 6:30 p.m., each and every night. This is Hope for All Radio Show signing off. Be blessed.